Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Send us the right now prosperity.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for everybody who called in on today during this noonday lunch rush for true worship. Hallelujah. We're on today, we're just going to worship the Lord. We're only going to just listen to just worshiping and praising and praying unto God. And on today, we're expecting God to manifest a miracle. On today, we're expecting God to do the miraculous. On today, we're expecting God to do something that's out of the ordinary. On today, we're expecting God to do a day of Pentecost. On today, we're expecting God to shower down all of his anointing and his rain and his glory and his latter rain on today. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long, but I'm going to go forth in the scripture that the reason why this whole show has even came forth, and we're coming out of John 4, verse 23 and 24, and then I'm going to come to you out of 2 Samuel 5 and 20, and then we're going to go immediately praying for our regions, praying for our cities, praying for our children, praying for healing, praying for manifestation. We're just going to go forth in the Lord and worship. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, in verse 23 in John 4, it says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worship the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word of the Lord on today. It says, yet a time is coming and has come now when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. This is the time right now on today, right now at 12:05 p.m., this is the time now that we must worship God in spirit and truth. Begin to empty everything out, lay it at the master's feet, and begin to have a six-course meal with the master on today. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to 2 Samuel 5, verse 20, and the word of the Lord says, so David went to Baal, Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, as water breaks out, I hope somebody hear that, as water breaks out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. So that place was called Baal Perazim until this day. I'm going to read that verse again in verse 20. It says, so David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, as water breaks out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. And I'm going to let you know on today, today represents Yahweh Perazim, 2 Samuel 5:20, which means today is a day of breakthroughs. Hallelujah. I don't think nobody really getting that, but I want you to get that down in your spirit, down in your Lord, that today is a day of breakthrough. Today we call for Yahweh Perazim. Today the Lord is breakthrough. Today the Lord will break out everything in your life that looks like it can't be broken. On today, God will do something in your life. He's going to break out things in your life that you couldn't even believe they'd be broken out. But on today, Yahweh Perazim is breaking forth some things in your life. On today, Yahweh Perazim is breaking through in your life. On today, God is the God and the Lord of the breakthroughs on today. Today is a breakthrough in your life. Whatever area, whether your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit, your ministry, your finance, your worship, your praise, your intercessor, your prophet call, your apostolic call, your evangelistic call, your pastor call, your teacher call, your missionary call, your praising call, your family, your friends, your job, your businesses, whether your children, your children to the 34th generation, whatever it is that you need God to do for you on today. He is Yahweh Perazim, the God of breakthroughs. On today is going to break out. I want you to touch yourself and say, it's breaking out. It's breaking out. Whatever it is breaking out. It's coming forth. It's breaking out. Hallelujah. As we enter into the time of praying and worship, Lord, I'm requesting that you permit the power of the Holy Ghost to break through us and break up any residue that is still attempting to linger in our spirit. God, as we go forth, God, change our mindset that we have power and dominion over everything in our minds, God. Change us, Yahweh Perazim, that we submit our will unto you wholeheartedly, God. Oh, God, change us that our request is made unto you that things will burst forth, God. And as David says, as the waters break forth and stretched out, God, that you will break forth, God, your unchangeable and your unconquerable power, God. As we break forth, God, as you allow that David, to defeat his enemies, oh God. Allow us, oh God, to let these come upon us, oh God, to break out, God. Whatever area it is, God, let it break out, God. Let it be such a birthing process within us, oh God, that will break forth, God. Oh God, I ask you, God, to break through every shackle that is still attached to our feet, God, that keeping us hindered, God. Break everything out of us, oh God, that's in our way, God, that we begin to come forth like never before, and let it break forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, as I begin to go forth higher, God, every hindering spirit, every non-productive spirit, every unhealthy spirit, every unhealthy relationship, and everything that's preventing us to go higher in our enhancement in you, God, I ask you to break it up now, God. I ask you, God, to take us higher, God, as we obtain the breakthrough on today, God. Whatever it is in us, God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, renew a right steadfast spirit within us, God. Do not venture from your presence, oh God. Do not take your Holy Spirit from us, God. But restore us again, God. The joy of your salvation. And make us willing to obey you, God. And then we will teach your way to others, God. And then we will return to you, oh God. I seal our lips, oh Lord, that we may praise you. The sacrifice you want is a broken, contrite spirit. A contrite spirit, oh God, you will not despise or turn away, God. And help us, God, as we advancing and going in higher dimensions into the third realm of dimensions. Into your heavenly places, God, that you would take us higher, God, and that everything that prevented us to go higher, to really knowing who you are and seeing you like never before, we can begin to have a heart like David, and begin to trust you like David, and walk in authority like David, and consult with you like David. Oh, Lord, shower down on us now, God. Have your way now, God. Cleanse us now, God. Is everything breaking out? It's coming out. Everything you like is keeping you going higher. Everything that keeps you getting your overflowing finances is breaking out. Everything that blocks your feelings from being saved is breaking out. That illness inside you is breaking out. That thing that keeps you hated is breaking out. That thing that keeps your mouth closed is breaking out. Everything in you is breaking out. It's breaking out in the name of Jesus. You are more than a conqueror. You are a conqueror. You can overcome it. It's breaking out. The same way the Lord gave David flawless victory. And the same Lord today, the day of the breakthrough, that is breaking out. It's breaking out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Yahweh tells them, as we search our entire being, layer by layer, whatever concept, precept, hate, theology, mythologies, God, that keep us hidden from your secret wisdom. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to let it go and it can break out, God. Enhance us more in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Help us to know you like never before. Help us to go higher in another realm in you, God, in our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Help us to know, God, when your voice says no and when it says yes. Help us to know, God, to go higher in a place, God, that everything, oh, God, not like you cannot go, God. Help us to worship you in spirit and truth. Help us to go higher in the place, God, that we seek in you all the more, that we see in the master's face. We in the heavenly realms. We in the throne room, God. Help us to go boldly to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, produce, oh, God, our enhancement. Birth us, oh, God, with that purpose. Birth us, oh, God, with that promise. Birth us, oh, God, with the prophecies, oh, God, so we can come forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and as, oh, God, as we seek you even more, God, help the ability for us, oh, God, to walk in confidence, God, maximum confidence in you, God. Help us, oh, God, to walk in our presidential favor. Help us to walk in the 1080 manifestations. Help us to go higher to be the remnant, God. You said, God, in 2 Kings, God, the 20th chapter, oh, God, that Israel is the remnant, God. Help us to be the remnant, oh, God. Help us to go higher to walk in the remnant, God. Help us to speak things out of our mouth that it manifest, God. Help us to know your life and know it for, God. Help us to know your life, Jeremiah, God. When you said, I knew thee in thy mother's womb, I chose you and set you apart for myself, and I called you a prophetess to the nation, oh, God. Take us, God, into that place, God, that we trust in you to be Yahweh Pelzim, oh, God, the God of breakthroughs. And the same way, God, as the waters break forth, God, you're breaking everything out of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, it is so, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I feel that thing in my spirit. I'm telling you, on today, Yahweh Peltzim just want to touch you like never before. On today, Yahweh Peltzim wants you to come forth and say, Lord, break it out. Everything is breaking out. Everything is breaking forth. This is the day of the breakthrough. Celebrate the Lord on today. Embrace the Lord on today. Say, Lord, I appreciate you for being the God of breakthroughs. Lord, I love you for being the God of breakthroughs. Lord, I need you to be the God of breakthroughs. Yes, Lord, I'll pay you. So be the God of the breakthroughs. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your ways. Yes, I'll walk like you. Yes, I'll talk like you. Yes, I'll do what you want me to do. Yes, I'll close my mouth. Yes, I'll worship you. Yes, I'll honor you. Yes, I'll adore you. Yes, God, I'll walk in the calling. Yes, I'll walk in the chosen. Yes, God, I'll accept the blessings. Yes, God, I'll accept whatever it is. Yes, God, I'll walk in it. Oh, yes, God, Yoko Shandri Yoroska. Yes, God, He can not have a yes, God. Yes, God, I need you. Yes, God, I trust you like never before. Yes, God, I'll let go of my past pain and hurt. Yes, God, break it out now, God. Break it out now, God. Break out my insecurities. Yes, God, break out my rejection. Break it out now, God. The unforgiveness. Break out the pain, God. Break out the alienation that keeps me bondage, God. Break it out now, God. Break it out. Break it out, God. Break it forth, God. Oh, God, break it out, God. It don't matter if I'm already like that, God. Break it out, God. It don't matter if my daddy is like this. Break it out, God. Break it out, God. So I can walk in freedom. I can walk in liberty, God. Break it out. Oh, God, break it out, God. Break it out, God. Break it out, God. Oh, God, we trust you, God. Oh, God, we worship you, God. Oh, God, endow us, oh, God. Oh, God, we love you, God. Have you, my God. Yes, God, we need you. Yes, God, we stand on your word. Yes, God, we'll speak your word. Yes, God, we'll worship you and spirit and truth. Break it out. Hey, we worship you. Hey, God, we love you. He come out of the most high. We embrace you, God. My God. We embrace you, Father. Wonderful Father. We embrace you, Creator. The Lord has created the world and the earth. We worship you for sanctification. We worship you for holiness. Break it out. Hey, God. Hey, God. Have your way, have your way right now, God. We celebrate you, God. We love you like never before, God. We love you right now, God. Touch us like never before, God. Take us higher from glory to glory. Take us higher from realm to realm. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Rain on us, God. Hiko solidity of have your way, God. Have your way, God. Only their ways. Touch everybody like never before, God. Touch them right now, God. Take them higher to another realm. Take them higher to another dimension, oh God. Help us to walk in your glory. Help us to be that apostle you call them to be. Help us to be that prophet you call them to be. Help us to be that prophetess you chose them to be. Help us to be that banner you chose them to be. Help us to be that pastor you chose them to be. Help us to be that teacher you chose them to be. Help us to be that missionary you chose them to be. Help us to be that worshiper you chose them to be. Help us to be that believer that you chose them to be. Come on, say. Oh, Koshanity of the Most High. Have your way, God. Koshanity of the Most High. Have your way, God. Touch us now, God. We need you like never before, God. Oh, God. We need you, God. Oh, God, we pray for a revival. We pray for evangelistic anointing to increase in our cities. We pray for apostolic breakthrough deliverance to increase in our lives. We pray for a level of worship to increase. We pray for miracles and power, God. We pray, oh, God, for your increase, God. We pray for restraint in the churches. We pray for godly leaders to lead in the churches. We pray for increase in finances for the churches. We pray for prophetic increase in our regions. We pray for deliverance and made whole and to be set free to increase in our lives. We pray for sound doctrine and teaching and increase. We pray God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the anointing to take place even now, I pray for revelations to be increased. I pray for orders to take place. I pray for families, oh God. I pray that we connect high in the kingdom. So thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Oh God, I pray, God, for marriages. I pray for the single people, God, that they connect to their Adam, they connect to their Eve. I pray for that, God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God, in us now, God. I pray for the schools. There be such a revival in the schoolhouses. There ain't no demon can be in it. Come in the schools, God. And we can shoot up our children, God. Let it be such the blood of Jesus come in the door from the rooftop to the bottom. That the protection shield will be around it. That the warrior angel will protect the children in school, God. And in the colleges, God. That even when the demon begin to come in there with a gun, he'll say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, have your way now, God. Oh, God, I pray against foreclosures and property loss. I pray against every disaster of hurricanes and earthquakes and fires. It will come subject to the word of God. Because when two or three, that's when your name, God, it shall be done. When two or three, that's when your name, and you shall be in the midst. I know what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. I pray against fear, mental illnesses, paranoia, phobias, schizophrenic, bipolar, tiredness, weakness, stress, worries, doubt, unbelief, suicide, depression. I rebuke you now. You cannot touch the Lord's anointed or do his prophets no harm. You cannot touch the Lord's children, but you got to leave, because greater he that's in us than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. He can have your way, God. I pray for more transportations to take place, God. The transportation systems will help the people in the body of Christ so they can move forward and won't be stopped, so they can go from A to B. Oh, God, I ask you right now to touch the people right now with vision and dreams and businesses and goals, God, that you will manifest it. You will send the resource. You will send that millionaire, that billionaire, that 100,000 to come forth and sow into their lives, because you said, God, it's written that we shall get into our bosoms, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over in the name of Jesus. He can I pray, oh God, for the backslider, God. You said your memory for the backslider, so they can get to know that you are a faithful husband and that you love them like no other. I pray for them, God, that they hear your voice. I pray for them, God, that you let them know you love them all the more. I pray for them, God, that you touch them right now. Touch their hearts, God, that they'll begin, God, to have a revival within themselves. Begin, God, to say yes to your will. That's all the Lord said. Oh, God, he can never learn of us. Oh, God, I pray, God, for kingdom events in our lives, in our homes, in our cities, God. I pray for a revival and a visitation from the Holy Spirit. I pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out in our lives like never before, God. I pray, God, that you'll come forth, God, just like when they were locked in the room and nobody can get in and nobody can get out. But you came in the room, God, and the Holy Spirit tore the place, God. I said, mean, you come in alive, God, and you tear off some stuff, God. And you come in, God, and that the Holy Spirit will overtake us. And if we die, God, even higher we go, not the dimensions we go, not the levels we go, not the realms we go, God, that when we walk, God, our shadow will be blessed. When we walk, our hands touch, it will be blessed. When we walk, we can open up our mouths, and demons can flee in the name of Jesus. He can say, oh, God, I pray for the righteous to be promoted. I pray for all your children to be promoted, God, and that they go higher in another realm, God. I pray for angelic intervention, that the angels of the Lord begin to come and talk to the children of the Lord, just like in the book of Genesis 15, when Samson's mother and father had a visitation from the heavenly angel. I pray just like the angel of the Lord came with Jacob in the book of Genesis 32, that they begin to come to us as well. I pray also, God, the same way Gideon and Judges 4, the angel of the Lord sit there and wait for God, and he called Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, that the angel is a heaven in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hey, God, I pray for apostolic strategies to take place in your peoples. I pray that they walk in the apostolic anointing and the prophetic flow. I pray that they know that they can lay hands on the sick, raise the dead, cure the leprosy, sickness, and the demons, cast out devils, drink anything poison. They can't kill them. Even bring my scorpion and snake. They can't touch them. They can put them in the fire like a box of Paul. Hold their hand up and walk in their authority in the name of Jesus. Ha. He that God, that the fear of the Lord begin to manifest in our cities, manifest in our houses, manifest in our minds, because the Bible says in Proverbs 9 that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. Oh God, we begin to fear you like never before. We begin to fear the Lord of breakthroughs, Yahweh fails them. We begin to fear you, oh God, like never before, and fear you, God, and walk in knowledge, and walk in wisdom, and walk in understanding. In the name of Jesus, how you call bubbles. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, I pray, God, that the release of the apostolic and the prophetic teams come forth, God. We need more apostolic teams, more prophetic teams to come forth, God. And if somebody speak among you, they can call the apostolic and the prophetic teams of the church. And when they lay hands on you, they shall recover. They shall wake up because it's carrying the word of God. And James 5, verse 15, the prayer of an faith will make a sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. Because the fervent of the prayer of the righteous man of another God. And then God, it says in the New Living Translation that the prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, I pray for the widows, God. I pray for the elderly. I pray for the homeless. I pray for the incarcerated. I pray for the people in boot camps, God. I pray for the people in the institutions, God. Touch them like never before, God, that those people shall be the remnant. And when they come forth, God, that you'll walk in power and authority. When you come forth, that you walk higher. When you come forth, that you walk in dominion. When they come forth, that you walk in success. When they come forth, that you walk in greatness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and in closing, oh, God, of course, I pray, God, for every Christian book author. I pray for every Christian business. I pray that the vision and dream to manifest. I pray for love to increase, God. I pray that it goes higher. You said, God, in your last verse, oh, God, in 1 Corinthians 13, the three things, faith, hope, and love. And love, oh, God, overcomes everything, God. That we begin to walk in love because God is love, oh, God. And that we begin to walk in your love, God, your agape love, God. We begin to love your people, oh, God. We begin to walk in your commandments, God. We begin to walk in the love that you have imparted in us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you said love covers a multitude, oh God. Oh God, we thank you now, God. Oh God, we pray for family restorations. We come against unemployment, God. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that poverty spirit, that the people of God will begin to walk in authority, and they're going to tell their money, money, you don't control me, but I control you. They're going to get to say, I am money, and money loves me. I'm a money magnet. Money come easily and abundantly in my life now, and I'll make more money now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, everybody that's sick, God, and going through cancer, sickle cell anemia, diabetes, oh God, asthma, or this flu, God, they begin to say, I'm healed now, made whole now, complete now. You don't control my body, but I control my body, and my body will and is come as subject to the word and the healing power of Jehovah Rapha in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and also, God, we pray that you be glorified. We pray, Jesus, that you be glorified in everything you do. Because you said, oh, God, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but acknowledge you in all thy ways, and you shall surely direct our path, God. Direct our path, God. For let us know which way to go. Whatever way you tell us to go, God, we will follow you, because you know the way, God. You said in your word, it is written, and we abide in you, and you abide in us. Forth our will, and it shall be given to us, God. Oh, God, you said, in order for a man to follow you, we have to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow you. you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this worship experience, God. We thank you for true worship, God. We thank you, God, for being on the phone line, God. We love you so much, God. We worship you so much, God. We reverence you so much, God. Touch us right now, God. Everybody that's not the sound of my voice, God, that they will be healed, made whole, and set free. Everybody in the sound of my voice, God, a miracle will happen to their house today by 11:59 p.m. Oh, God, you've done it before. I never forget, God, last time, God, you sent her away, God. Manifestation took place, God, that before this week in the end, God, that whatever anybody looking for to come forward, whatever anything anybody desires to come forward, you said in your word, God, in Psalms 20, God, that you'll make all our plans succeed, grant all our prayer requests, God, and make all our plans go forth, God. We thank you now, God. We worship you now, God. We love you now, God. We honor you now, God. We adore you now, God. And we thank you so much, God. This we declare the Lord, and we fill it with the blood of Jesus. And these words will not fall to the ground, just like Samuel, God. This we decree and declare, God. This we decree and declare, God, in your precious name, Jesus. We thank you now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I fill up the prophetic seal, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you, God, on today, God. Oh, God, we worship you on today, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God. We need you now, God. We worship you now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God. As we go higher, God, we thank you now, God, for it's already been done. We thank you now, God, so shall it be. We thank you now, God, it's coming to pass. We thank you now, God. We thank you now, God, for everything you already done, God. We thank you for it's already being done by faith. We thank you now, God. We're walking in, oh, God, in faith, God. We're walking in divine faith. We're walking in it now, God. We thank you now, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I'm only going to be able to, God, hallelujah. I'm only going to be able to open up the phone line to two people on today. And I just want you to tell me, say whatever God has given you or what the Lord has blessed you with on this airways. Calling in from 314. Oh, God. In there, 7022. You're live on here. Call it. Caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, how you doing, Shoshana? This is Michael.
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear you. I just want to say I bless God for you for pouring out the way that you did, and I pray that God restores and refresh you with a fresh anointing as you pour out today. So you be blessed, and I'll probably be in touch. I'll probably just try to text you or something like that maybe later, but God bless you for you and the way you poured out this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's my spiritual brother, Michael Thornton. I call him MT. He called me T-Dub. And that's my spiritual brother. He always tried to support me, and I thank God for him. And I just speak of just an overflow increase in his life for always supporting the men and women of God. And I just ask whatever he asks, whatever you ask God in this season, that it shall manifest by the word that comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next caller, you're live on the air. I know this is. Prophet Rochelle, you're live on the air. Prophet Rochelle?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord, Shoshana.
Praise the Lord, my sister.
We just thank God for the prayer. And, you know, in this season, God, he is taking us higher. And we are looking for the manifestation of what he's about to do for us. And I just thank him for the prayer and pray for me.
Amen, amen. That's my sister, Prophet Rochelle. She has a twin sister, Prophetess Michelle. I think that she had called in earlier. And I'm telling you, I don't know if she's on the line now because there's so many people on the line, I can't get to everyone. But all I do know, these are some powerful women of God. I think I'm going to put them on the spot, but I think next week I'm going to have both of them go forth and praise and worship next week. I'm going to let them go forth, and I'm going to let everybody on the airwaves hear how these twins of thunder go forth. So next Tuesday at 12, I'm going to let y'all come forth, and y'all going to go forth on the radio. Yes, that's going to be wonderful. Hallelujah. So get that together, twins. I want everybody on the airwaves and all the listeners and all the viewers who listen in, call in, listen to Skype, listen to Blog Talk, listen to Facebook or Twitter. I want you to be able to hear these powerful women of God. And this season, this year, I'm not going to be on here as much. I'm probably going to do maybe one show, maybe two shows a month, and I'm going to have other people to be my guests and go forth in this show, because it's time now for people to begin to utilize their gifts and go forth in the way that God gives. And it's time now for the men and women of God to come forth, and that people begin to know that there's other men and women of God out here with power and authority and dominion and have such a word in their belly. And I'm here to let you know, men and women of God, kings and queens of riches, these twins have a word in their belly for the people. Hallelujah. I just want to thank everybody who called in on today. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of you that's in the switchboard room or in the chat room on today. I only have 5 minutes left. I just want to let you know that this year, we won't be stopped. I want you to say that to yourself. This year, I won't be stopped. This year, I'm going to make history. I will not repeat history. It's a song by William McDowell, and it's called I Won't Go Back. I can't go back to the things the way that things used to be, because the Lord's glory presence came and changed me and saved me. And that's the season that we're in right now. We won't go back. We will move forward, and we won't be stopped. And then this year, we're going to make history. We will not repeat it, because all we do is win. And we're walking in authority of Jesus Christ. And we're king's kids, and we obtain wealth, and we are royalty, and we're joint heirs to Christ Jesus. And we shall walk in the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that you are blessed by the best on today. I am your host, Pastor Tishana Wiley. I will be back to you at 2 p.m. on Friday for Fabulosity Faith Saving Finance Friday. And I'm going to have a surprise guest. And I'm telling you, the guest is off the chain. I just want you to know that God loves you. And on today, he is Yahweh Perazim, the God that breaks out. And the God that this is the day of breakthroughs. That means in every area of your life, whatever you need a breakthrough in, God will manifest it on today. And you speak that over your life on today. Huh. I'm like, oh, my finance will break through. My healing is breakthrough. It's coming forth. But you should speak that, because remember, Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit therein. I'm going to leave you with Deidre Cadden, Through It All. Be blessed by the best. See you on Friday. Agape!
Him within. Little while, he will deliver.